It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 991.
Happy whatever day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day. I knew it was a happy day. Because hump day is.
Oh, my hair is really slicked today, isn't it?
Yeah. What deals are we doing today, brother?
Can give you a good price on an i30.
Do you know that I got my car service this week?
Yeah.
All in all, it was an okay experience, which is all you can ask for at a car service center. My favorite moment was when I worked out that the car hadn't been vacuumed inside, which is like, I fucking love going for a service because I know I get the car vacuumed.
Because you've been, like, Bodie's been fucking shit up for the last...
Oh, it's once a year. We vacuum that car once a year and it's the mechanic's problem. But
he's like, we found a whole loaf of bread.
I really know that... No, no joke. I literally pulled out five crusts from his, you know, from his little side thing in the car. I know that the mechanics do it, which is like asking the video production team to sweep or, you know, to do something after they've doing their key thing that they're good at.
Yeah.
Making the
I
video.
I think you say captioning.
Well, kind of. Actually, it's probably the captioning of video production, of mechanics, because it wasn't done. And the guy who's lovely that actually, you know, is working in the sort of the center who hands the keys back over, takes my money, all of that, come out to the car. Yep, great, great. You got your logbook. I was like, yeah, it's in the back. He's like, oh, they mustn't have looked in there. And then I opened the door. I was like, oh, does it get it clean? Question. He's like, dead shits.
Haven't heard that for a while.
I know. I was like, mate, that's a good call. He's like, I'll take it back to the dead shits. Get him to vac it out. And so, he took it out. They vacked it. But at that same-
Was the exterior cleaned?
Exterior was lovely. Okay. Yeah. So, it was done nice. But
the dead shits just didn't do the-
That same Hyundai dealership, literally, I've got a piece of paper in my hand. Imagine I'm writing a number.
Yeah.
This is where I went. We never bought our car from there. But the car salesman just did one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Slid the piece of paper with the number across the table. What do you reckon? And you're that guy today.
It's very true. I do feel a bit like that.
A car salesman.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Episode 1000 is 9 episodes away.
Dude. Wow. I don't know how that was going to feel.
No, it seriously doesn't, does it? I think episode 500 for us felt bigger than episode 1. Like, it's like, this is 500.
Plus, we'll go to Hollywood
double,
the next day.
Yeah, yeah. If you double whatever this is, episode 1000 is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you think the MCG is going to be about it? that's sort of vibe. But we are very excited about it.
Yeah.
But we haven't done that much planning, which is not too dissimilar to the 24-hour stream. The 24-hour stream, I think that was part of episode 700. Is that right? So, we did episode 700 on a Sunday and then we're like, fuck, we don't really have anything. Let's do a 24-hour stream the following Friday.
Yeah. And then that knocked out a good week of feeling good.
Exactly. And so, but we planned the whole 24-hour stream in 1 week.
Yeah.
We've got more than a week and we're planning to do 1,000 minutes, which is just over 16 hours.
It's a fair whack of time, but I'm up for the challenge because it's on a Friday and then, you know, rolls into the weekend. We'll be done before midnight.
Yeah.
Starting, we'll be here before 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And
it's not too bad at all, is it?
Is your chair all right? Like
ergonomics.
Hitting 16 hours.
Yeah.
Should I
might get an epidural beforehand?
I should see if my mate who spent 12 bitcoins on office chairs could give us one.
Oh, no.
Did he really? One of his $700,000 chairs.
Oh, no. How painful is that?
Many years ago, it's the running joke. You've got $700,000 chairs. It's like 10 bitcoins or something.
Yeah.
And they're worth 70 grand each now.
That's not ideal. And so,
maybe through on the episode, we could do some crypto trading, see if we can make some money.
Yeah. Well, this is the question. What I wonder is we're going to live stream the whole thing. there's some limitations around live streams.
Yeah.
So, for instance, because we did 24 hours last time, we couldn't then put the videos, the whole entire 24-hour live stream. We couldn't make it public after the live happened.
I thought you were going to say you can't take anything back because it's live.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
But yeah, it knocked it out. So, which is a bit annoying.
Well, but we have the whole 24-hour stream, obviously, in its entirety that we recorded, which is handy.
Somewhere. Somewhere on the computer.
GB was looking at it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, yeah. He was having fun.
That's a big export.
Yeah, it was. It was over 100 gig, just the file.
We should get George to caption the whole thing. Yeah. Hey, just on the captions thing before we get back to 1,000. Instagram stories, you can caption your videos automatically in stories. So, if you just load in a story or film one in the story function and go swipe up.
Oh, that's handy.
And then type in captions and it says closed captions. Mm-hmm. And it says transcoding audio.
Mm-hmm.
And it it puts up like a cool motion graphic looking.
Oh, that's really nice.
So, yeah.
Are we doing less on Instagram? That's not a criticism. I'm not on. So I haven't been on Instagram.
Yeah, there's less on Instagram.
Yeah, we're doing less.
But,
it doesn't mean anything.
Our OnlyFans bit hit 1,400 plays.
Yeah, that's good.
Me telling you about OnlyFans and buying a pic of my ass off for $5.
That's what the bit is. George picks the best bit. Like, it's all very smutty, the bits that he picks.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
So episode 1,000, we will stream the whole thing. We'll put out an email to everyone with the link. But just think about like the 24-hour stream. There was a lot going on, a lot of people, and we're planning on doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
But this time we're going to be in person.
In studio.
You and I.
Yeah.
We're going to have guests roll in.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's going to be the car spot downstairs just available.
Yeah.
And then they can just, you'll hear the garage go up. We'll have someone opening the garage. They'll roll in, come up and just and plonk themselves and then we'll do a show.
We can have some music, like intro music that they could come into. That could be fun between, like, as guests come in. Should we set up the couch?
Couch mic.
What do you think? Up to you.
I don't know.
So, the setup that we have our desk that comfortably fits three. You can do four, including us. But then we have a whole couch section, which we could definitely have handhelds.
Yeah. It's actually the couch that Amy's waters broke.
Yeah.
And flooded it. So, it's got a few. It's a secondhand couch from us and maybe it was secondhand from the people who bought it. So, you know, I've actually come home after a sort of a night out and Amy was in the bedroom and I found that couch was made up as a bed saying, "You're in the doghouse, mate. Sleep on the couch."
I wonder about this with secondhand stuff, what the stories are.
Oh.
Like, I don't buy that much secondhand. Books, yes. But I bought golf clubs and I was thinking, wonder what sort of player this guy was, you know? Like, I wonder if he hit any hole-in-ones. I wonder if there's, you know, like, just feeling the grip, I was like, it is almost like soul buddies, you know. I felt like, oh, maybe we'll, you know. Do you need to get back to that message?
No, it's just Jess.
Jess, what time are we picking?
Boys, are we thinking
8:15 pickup? We're just doing some logistics on a production.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work out well. I mean, that's a good segue with the episode 1,000. When we were doing episode 24-hour stream, it was very much like in the pandemic.
Yeah. So, it was remote. So, everyone had their own comfortable house. Yeah.
Yes.
Or place that they felt comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you could just sort of fidget. You could sort of lean over and pick your nose off camera.
Yeah.
You could go and just do a
cheeky shit if you needed to.
Yeah.
We only have the one toilet next to the studio.
Oh, and I'm so glad that I'm the only guy who shits in this building.
Yeah.
So, I've got my own private toilet. This is amazing. No, it's we all shit around here. We're open to that. But it is. So, there's a difference when you're in person. There's a difference when we're in the room. There's a different energy.
Yeah.
I even had like a rest on the couch while someone took over last time. Remember Amy jumped on?
Yeah.
That was just, I didn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like 16 hours is actually that much.
No.
It's just two work days.
But then I'm feeling really good, but I feel like if I was doing this in the mental state that I was 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
it'd be dangerous, don't you think? Because I just feel like something would trigger me, and then I would just fucking start talking and just getting a bit fucking just defamatory.
Stella would come up again. Yeah. Stella would watch? Yeah. No,
not sure. I wouldn't think so.
No, and it needs to be nice and comfortable for people watching as well. We've got our producer's booth over there.
Mm-hmm.
I take for granted this studio a lot. And then I see photos of it and I'm like, that's great.
Looks great.
That's a great studio. I wish I had that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
It's like internet speed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You just get used to it.
Get used to it.
Heaps of guests. I'm thinking if we're doing 16 or so hours, 10 to...
If you had 10 guests with a bit of bleed either side, as in there's a fight in one of them and someone is bleeding, that's enough.
I would love a music solid guest.
That would be cool. It's just the we don't want... You need...
You're worried about the technical me getting... Well, no, so, the problem...
We want Pete Murray to walk up the stairs strumming his...
But I could get it really... So, last time, we just got our new mixer... Radio Mike and Jack Post were playing from Release the Sounds, and 10 seconds before I'm about to record, Jack said, can I just get a bit of reverb? I blew up because we could do reverb, but I couldn't fucking work out how to put the reverb on.
Did you work out in the end?
We ended up doing it in post. He's like, oh, mate, it sounded like it's not really roomy in my headphones. It's fucking just... that was upsetting. But anyway, I'll get the reverb going for any live performances. I would love to see some live performances.
But, I mean, just fucking performance.
Just
performances. You can just go with one.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's enough organizer. If we left it to you.
Once you have it set up.
Who's going to play for one?
We've got.
You're taking anyone these days?
No, we could have Radio Mike and Jack Post. There's one.
That'd be good. Is that band still together?
Yes. Yeah, there's heaps of people.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Andy Lee up to? Andy Lee could play on guitar.
Yeah.
Gotta ask.
I mean, what about once I was? This is classic radio. The Salvation Army band came into the studio.
Oh yeah, that's fun. Oh. That's fun.
It was cute.
Uh-huh.
It was cute. They always have a nice story. Salvo's band. I mean, your brother. Like you.
That's a good idea.
Because that's such low barrier and we can boss him around a bit.
That's rude.
No, low barrier isn't his brother.
Yeah.
He's fucking wicked.
He's very busy. But
he's sold out.
But
I really like his music. And I think he could be like someone who could actually spend 3 or 4 hours here on the couch with his guitar.
Doing songs.
And we're just like, to Jakey boy. Yeah.
Actually, so if we could get a 16... I mean, he'll be working. But if we can do a 16-hour live band the whole time.
Jake.
Just fucking fingers bleeding. That would be fun, though. But what other instruments? So, it would be good.
I don't want it to shit me. I don't want too much noise. Like, a guitar.
You're a real fucking sook, aren't you?
No, I just know the land. You know, just feel it.
Yeah.
But I just know
is that self-awareness? Is that just being
fucking 16
grump?
Hours around you. I know that. I know the problems that can happen. You just want something that's just ease. It's all about ease. If you learn anything after doing 1,000, it's like...
But is that
wanted some ease across a day.
But I don't like... So, I get the ease thing, but... good things aren't easy.
Yeah, but I...
Think about the 24-hour stream. So, the thing is, that was easier for you because you won't do it. Like, I was doing the V-mix and the switching.
And I wasn't fighting with Jordan Michael Eades.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fucking dealing with texts. like on V-mix, you know, managing fucking all the calls are coming in, all of that sort of thing. By the way, Jordan Michaelides is great. There's nothing with Michaelides.
But he did cancel on you the following day.
Yes. There was an issue where Pete Murray was coming on the same time Jordan came on.
Yeah. But, so this is the, but it's not about, I don't mean, I don't, I think there's.
So are you worried that because this is the thing, you ended up unscathed from it, whereas because there was so much interacting that I was doing and managing all of that sort of stuff, there was a bit of pressure. But the thing is, like, so if we're doing it in the studio, I can't think of anything that's going to really happen.
Nah.
Don't you agree?
I mean, there's always a tech problem that could pop up.
Yeah.
But that's the game you play.
Yeah. So, what are some of the, give me, so let's, yes and, what other things would you like to do?
I think there's a great opportunity for people to fuck with us in certain ways. Not in a bad way, but like.
It's like a terrible idea.
Ordering.
Okay.
Ordering yeah. shit.
You love people ordering shit for
us. I love
us.
It. I love surprise orders, drop-offs, deliveries. Mm-hmm. While the show's going on.
Well, that brings up the yellow cups. So, what do we want to do with the yellow cups?
Yeah. So, then we can have somebody in the team willing to hang off the side, not hang off the side, but just lower down some cups.
Mm-hmm.
Lower down some cups. Anyone who wants a cup, big yellow cup, for a donation.
Sure.
So what happens is, have you seen in New York City? There's this guy who, for all the, it's probably not around anymore. These, you know, the double decker buses.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy that has this arm? Like it's like a pole, extension pole, and then on it has this little sort of holder, and he puts a bottle of water, puts it up to the top, and then they take out the bottle and put some coins in, and he lowers it down.
No, I haven't seen that.
Or it's like a note.
I am.
But it's like a. You know, it's a system that he's got going that works really well, and it's his thing.
And so we should have some form of button that can be pressed.
Yeah, I mean, you could, depends on how. I was thinking about a doorbell, which are cheap.
Yeah,
which you could actually just press. We could put it on a location that says
as a ring for specifically for.
Yeah, so what we'd do is cut a cup in half. We sacrifice one cup for this. And you create a, on the wall is a button inside of a cup.
Yes.
And the so other thing people know, there's nothing other than that. It doesn't say anything. It just says, has a big cup.
Yeah.
And there's a button coming off the side of the cup.
Oh, yeah. Imagine. Yes. I love that idea. The other thing is we could rewire the chirpy box.
What's the chirpy box?
Like that makes the ring sound. Yeah. Like a doorbell has like the chirper thing to. Like, I wonder if we could cable that to an XLR to go straight into the mixer. So, it goes in our cans. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
I wonder. We could actually, there's probably some sort of button, sound effect button that we could just run out the window instead.
Oh, yeah.
It does connect straight up. So, it's like our own version of a doorbell.
Yeah.
But much higher quality.
And so, what supplies are we going to need?
Well, is it like...
In general, like as in not just for the doorbell, but just over the 1,000 minutes.
Lots of fizzy water, lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to brush your teeth at least once across a 16-hour period.
Sure.
So, there's like almost like a George in the office yesterday pulls out a pack of cheese and biscuits.
Mm.
And he said, I got this off the flight from Canberra.
Yeah.
he's taken the, I mean, it's he deserves it.
Yeah.
You pay for the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea. But like flights have great sort of little kits.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be some kind of little, at least little kit.
Sure.
Need to feel comfy. Socks. Mm-hmm. Last time we did 24-hour stream, we did Cotton On gave us some great comfy clothes.
Yeah.
So it's all about comfort.
Yeah.
Hoodies.
Yeah. I mean, at that time we were doing the merch stuff as well.
Mm. The Gronk Squad stuff.
Yeah. But I won't put that. Like, I mean, it's tempting. I did before you came in. I was thinking, oh, maybe we could get some new stuff screen printed beforehand. I was like, no, just set all up.
Who's doing it? If
get Dion.
No. As in who's organizing? Who actually, that's the thing about, that's the thing about the pressure. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure does create, you know.
Diamonds.
It does it, but it also fucking crushes people, as I said the other day.
Yeah. You're really on that.
Yeah, because I don't. I think there's, if you're at your 50th or 100th episode, mm-hmm. you could probably push a bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
But you at 1,000, mm. I think you can just celebrate what's been created without fucking, you know, burning down the house.
But it is fun
having dad's 40th and the house burns down. That was the last birthday he's ever had.
But do you still enjoy the like? What do you enjoy?
I don't enjoy the anxiety mm-hmm. from some of the things we do. It's almost like I don't need that bullshit in my life.
Yeah. Which I think I actually, even though I do have anxiety about these things, I do enjoy like the production, putting something together, doing all of that, having lots of guests, like that's the noisemaker, right? Like that's afterwards you feel euphoric.
100%. I think there can always be another way to get to where you want to go. And so- I think for a lot of it's, you know, Jules Lund's a guy who's always highly sort of, you know, everything's a fucking serious, but he's created something pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And his way of getting to amazing has been anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he seems different now. He's changed his journey. He's worked a lot on himself. It's changing. Yeah. And so what I'm saying is there's a different way. So we can have a great at 1,000 that. Feels much more seamless, doesn't feel like you've grinded crazy to make it happen. And it's great. And it's great.
Yeah, I think there's probably a difference in what sort of anxiety it is. So, with Jules, it was very much like it felt like needing to make progress in some ways or just like that. Whereas I think for me, I love geeking out on these things. So, I love the idea of like, hang on, how do we network up this video thing so we can have this cool camera in the street, or how could we be able to automate something where I press a button, it does three different things. Like, even though that has that same thing of progression, it's also the fun of the tinkering, if that makes sense too.
Yeah, it totally fits your vibe, the tinkering and all that stuff. Totally. That's it. But
what do you like in the process? Like with the Daily Talk Show, what's been the standout for you?
Across 1,000 episodes?
Yeah, just in the process, what do you like? What don't you like?
It's like life. You fucking love some stuff sometimes and don't love it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But the learning of just showing up and actually having a crack when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, when you kind of feel like it, that is the secret sauce that you can unlock of getting through the tough times, but also enjoying when it is good, and also pushing back on when your mind thinks it's shit. Like it's just a unique, you know, thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, but I also think that before you do something versus after you do it, it's different. Before we did the 24-hour, like, you and I spoke, like, I mentioned the 24-hour stream weeks before we actually ended up doing it. You're like, nah, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, we don't need that. But then it turned out so well. The video thing, before we did video, that was a blow up of like, nah, like, video, that's fucking ridiculous video.
Yeah.
But then you enjoy it. So, the thing is that you can't take the feeling that you have, the negative feeling of like, oh, it's going to be shit, or like, so for instance, like the band thing, like that could be the fucking highlight. That could be the thing that like brings it all together.
I'm all up for band.
Yeah.
But just not a fucking 10-piece band in the space.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree.
No one needs that in their life.
Mm-hmm. What are you excited about after 1,000 episodes? What would you like us to do in the future? Dude.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought that far.
Mm-hmm.
I have not thought that far.
I've been thinking about like wanting to get guests. Like, so because we've been building out the production company, we have been in the last 2 weeks, 4 out of the 5 weekdays, we've had shoots on.
Yeah.
And so that's like, it literally knocks out, like you're doing an 8-hour day out on shoots. So, obviously, guests and things have been harder, but I feel like it definitely has a place going forward.
Mm.
Spoke to Jem, Queen Gronk, the other day. She's going to come on episode 1,000. Pete Shepherd, Scooter Derek, all the OGs.
Yeah, great.
So, I think that there is something in, because if you think about it, we haven't had We've only had what? Dee of Ella.
He was our last guest.
Brad Blanks.
Before Dee of Ella.
They're the only guests we've had this year, I think. Outside of George and Jess.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, that's where you're trying to... I think finding that consistency will be the key, the mm-hmm. new consistency where mm-hmm. you can incorporate all of that. Because mm-hmm. we nearly shat the bed doing it the other way, mm-hmm. which is why we're doing it this way, which mm-hmm. is good. I think it's just a refocus.
Yeah.
And so...
It doesn't feel like it's funny. I think the shitting the bed thing.
Shitting
the bed. You said shat the bed.
I said I shat. Yeah, you can say I shat the bed.
Shatting the bed. Yeah, shitting
the
bed.
You can't say shatting.
Shatting the bed.
It's quite funny.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think, it heaps us that, think about social media, where the social media was at, posting 6 times a day, all of that sort of thing. You find a new version, super high engaged sort of community management where it's like everything is Gronk Squad related. You see how that was a full-time job in a lot of ways. But then there are things that you can do. Think if you want to be competitive is probably the wrong word. If you want to stand out in this space, you need to obviously give it time to innovate and to do things and to experiment. And so, I think the one thing that I would be careful of is I wouldn't want to keep doing something and just doing the minimum effort. I would want it like it. And so, that's one thing that I think of is the idea isn't that it's just this stagnant thing that we just continue doing. Because I think that as we evolve, we want to do different things or even, bringing in more people again or things like that. I think that's what I think about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because you then don't know what will actually work. You can never tell what works.
So, for instance...
Before you do it.
So, we peaked at 90,000 downloads a month. Then we went from 7 shows to 5 shows. This month, where it will be about 55,000 downloads or something. If you actually look at the unique listeners compared to downloads, there's still this consistent audience every single day. And so, that's not even considering anything on YouTube. And so, then you look at YouTube, YouTube numbers are going up.
Different audience.
Yeah. And so, there is something, I don't think that there's a risk in fucking it up or a risk in, we just need to create something that we want to do every day.
That's the key, because then people won't like it, but that's because it wasn't for them.
Yeah, yeah. But do you, in the moment when we're doing this, do you think about things of it would be good to X or Y or Z in regards to what we're doing now?
In what way?
So, for instance, I think about, the guest thing or, structuring a few things around the day or, just because we've removed everything.
Yeah, I think the behind the scenes thing is, you can think about all of that, but we're focusing on building the business. So, there has been a version of keeping the show going because that we're not stopping that. So, there is a consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And you're needing to put focus on something else because you see how when you focus on the show only, I actually don't know how we fucking survived for so long when we did put so much of our week's energy into doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you see how you can survive doing that, but you see how you can... See how something when you neglect it does go by the wayside, and so there is a guests are obvious. Have fun guests a couple a week, in studio, out of studio.
Do you think that because I think for me doing the client stuff, focusing on video production, what we're really good at, getting that going. I've always had in my mind still that plan. It's just everything for me shifted. So, it's rather than executing on, a space that's conducive to a daily talk show that sort of like, if you think about pre-2020, so the end of 2019, some of the plans that I was working on was like a studio space with bleachers. Do you remember that? So it's like a studio space that had, 100 person seating so that people could sit in the show. We would do like middle of the week, harps could come on the show, or we could have key people to come in. We'll do collaborations. Yeah. There would be
imagine if you bought those bleachers. Not that you had any in mind, but this is the crazy thing about
gift
life.
Shop. I thought it'd be great to have a gift shop.
Imagine if there's a person. I mean, the amount of
thing
people-
is, but you've got to be able to. So the thing is that it's like it's
not to say that you should never think this stuff, but like look at the people who bought got a 500 square meter office just before COVID, and then couldn't use it for over a year, and then couldn't use it in full capacity. It's like not to say you shouldn't ever do these things or think this way, but you've got to know that sometimes they won't.
But I think
hit the bullseye.
But so
like
I think
you
that,
want them to.
But I think this is the thing. I think that, and this is where I feel like I come from it from a slightly different angle. Is it's like when you do hard things, when you do things that are like putting your neck out, sometimes the guillotine comes down. Like it just happens. But that the hard thing is that most people will look and point and say, "This is why you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why you shouldn't do something epic. This is why." And so, like, even if I'm looking at the podcast stuff, like everything happened the way that it was meant to happen, based on like we had 2 years doing everything that we wanted to do, and so it wasn't like one day we were like, "Oh my god, we've like nearly lost the business" or anything like that. It's like we were prioritizing and doing that, and then we're like, "Oh, you know what? If we want to go from a 3-person team to a 7-person team or a 10-person team, we need to create some a better business to allow for that." But I think that
which can get you back to where you're wanting to go. It's
exactly.
all a part of the same plan.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a risk in people looking at it, pointing at things that haven't worked out, and said this is why you don't do it. Whereas what I think that bleacher idea. Obviously, within COVID or things like that, doesn't work. But there's still a place. Like, I'm still dreaming. I'm still thinking of, where that is. Because, for me, if I was, like, I feel like we've got more to offer. Like, what we're doing right now is really awesome. But I feel like this is early steps in a much bigger plan.
Yeah, I think that the 1,000 thing you could see as a reset. So then it's like most people fuck it after 10 episodes. Mm. Most people don't go past 20 episodes. The point of getting to the 1,000 is like it's a new baseline to play from. Yeah. So you can, that's why don't see my lack of thinking about what is next as something like it's, but it's like a new playing field.
But
okay, like where are we?
Yeah,
where are we going?
And I think that
let's fucking do it.
Well, I think that that's the clear thing, right? Which is from a conversation perspective, making sure that everyone's in the same headspace of what that is. Mm. The difference between episode 1,000, like, doesn't have to be crazy, doesn't have to be anything, let's just celebrate the past or whatever. Like, there's an element in that it could be like, okay, are we still creating stories? Are we still building out narratives? Are we still doing all the stuff that you need to, that what made the last 1,000 episodes great? And so I think that there's, that reset that you're talking about, I think needs to be looked at through a positive lens of, okay, like this is how we're going to get to the next point. And it's not coming from a place of ego and sort of like, oh, we need to be the biggest or this sort of thing. But just talking like this is really nice, but it's not pushing us at all. It's not like we've done 1,000 episodes of this or, nearly. We know how to turn on the mic and talk. And so then it's like, okay, well, what other things can we develop? What other things can we? And so that's where even you know, I really enjoyed, you know, working with Tony, you know, building talent as well. So I think that there's still a place for that as well.
Oh, yeah, mate. It's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. You'll hear if you listen to the podcast, we put in an ad asking people before Monday, we want your suggestions of your favorite moments from the podcast. So
yeah.
GB can chop them up and put them into a special bit.
And if it's 1,893, that's the episode you're listening to right now, send through something anyway.
What does that mean?
Because if this is in the future and you're listening-
Oh, sure.
We had a baked-in ad. We had a dynamic ad at the start of the show. Yes. That's probably gone.
Yes.
But we still want to hear from you. Episode 2000 is coming up.
Yeah, sure. And if they're going back.
Yeah, which people do. So,
yeah, yeah, sure.
And it could confuse the fuck out of them.
Yeah, sure.
So, if it's-
if you're going back in- if you're going back in time listening, you understand how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Just email us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us what we should do for episode 3000.
Exactly.
Or 2000.
Have a good one, guys. Catch you.